get up, stand up. And the weather is sweet. And someone would say, is good, say everything. Let's move it. Hey doers, welcome to my very first episode, Born to Build. Through my podcast, I hope to share real tools, true stories, and powerful mindset shift habits to help you, yes, I'm talking to you, build the life and business you were born to create. I'm your host, Romania Hunter. A proud Jamaican, mother, entrepreneur, and ultimate bootstrapper. Throughout my episodes, I will explain to you what it means to be a bootstrapper and the fundamentals of bootstrapping. But for now, let's talk a little bit about me. I've built businesses from scratch, navigated motherhood while building my dreams, and today I want to help you do the same. This show is for anyone who's ever felt called to do more. Whether you're building a brand, a vision, or a better version of yourself, you're in the right place. Where do I begin? For the past 5 years, I've been telling myself, I don't have the time to start a podcast. I just really don't. But recently, my mentor reminded me of something powerful. She said, Romania, God has already given you the gift of time. The question is, how are you using it? The idea to finally launch this podcast came back to me during a conversation with my cousin about implicit motivation. For those unfamiliar with the term, Dr. Carol Dweck describes implicit motivation as the inner drive that pushes us towards goals we haven't yet spoken aloud. It's the fire behind the scenes. For those of you that are wondering, Dr. Carol Dweck is author of one of my favorite books, Mindset. Please take a look. She says that individuals with a growth mindset believe their abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. These people are more likely to, 1, embrace challenges, 2, pursue learning, and 3, push past limits. And I realize that's the kind of person I strive to be. So why start now? Because podcasting for me is that implicit motivation. It's the thing that's finally getting me up at 5 a.m., something I've struggled with my whole life. You're either a morning person or you're not, and I'm definitely not a morning person. But this, doing this podcast, getting up at 5 a.m., this is worth it. I'm here to share that I've learned by following my instincts. Bootstrapping my businesses and navigating life with passion, heart, and hustle. And I want to help you do the same. Whether you're chasing financial freedom, healing through self-care, or just trying to find clarity in your journey. Welcome to my podcast. Let's grow, build, and buy back our time together. So, let's talk about my roots. I was raised in Portland, Jamaica, where life taught me to be resourceful, grit, and how to create something out of nothing. In Jamaican terms, we would always say, nothing out of something. I didn't grow up with a gold spoon in my mouth. But I was fortunate to have praying grandparents, creativity, faith in God and the universe, and hustle. I watched my community make miracles with limited means, selling mangoes on the corner, turning yards into shops, and always helping neighbors in need. Low-key, Jamaicans are entrepreneurs. I learned early on that you don't wait for opportunity, you built it. That lesson never left me. Later in life, I discovered the work of Dr. Carol Dweck, and everything clicked. She talks about something called the growth mindset, the belief that your abilities and intelligence aren't fixed, but can grow with effort, learning, and resilience. That's how I survived, and it's how I thrived. People with a growth mindset don't give up when things get hard. They lean in. They embrace challenges, see failure as feedback, and never stop learning. Does it sound familiar? That's also tied to something called implicit motivation, which I'm going to repeat it one more time. So whatever it is that you're trying to do and it feels compellingly hard or tiresome, or you feel like you can't do it, you're probably doing it for the wrong reasons. You might need to sit down and figure out, what gets me up in the morning? What lights that spark in my soul? What is it that I am eager to learn, I am eager to do? What's that one thing that keeps me up at night where I can't stop dreaming about my futuristic self doing this thing? And if you are able to put pencil to paper and write that thing down, that, my friend, the inner drive that moves you even when no one's clapping, even when no one's watching, that one thing, yeah, that is implicit motivation. For me, I think podcasting will be that thing. Podcasting has to get me up at 5 a.m. or else who else is going to teach you how to bootstrap from nothing? But let's see where this goes. Before I leave, because you're going to have to come back for more. You thought I was going to pour everything into one episode. This is just the beginning. But if I can leave with you some practical tools, some practical building blocks, I will leave these five. Tool one, create before you consume. Don't scroll before you build. Your best ideas need space to breathe. With that being said, it's okay to spend time in your thoughts, lusting about what life can be like, because that motivation, that inspiration will be the thing that gets you moving, creating. But I want you to write it down on paper. Whether you grab your notes on your phone whenever you're thinking about that thing, create a clean slate for your ideas. Or I would recommend buying a book. One of the things I did in my younger years, yes, I'm a little bit, you know, mature-ish. But one of the things that I did in my younger years was I consumed myself with books. I did a lot of journaling. I had books for every business that I wanted to create. I would write things down. All the businesses that I've created have been documented and they are in detail. If I should start from scratch, I have access to everything and everyone because I wrote it down. Take the things that are in your head and put it on paper. I am a firm believer that manifestation starts when you start writing. Well, that's the second part of manifestation. The first part is the idea process, and then start writing. Tool number two, reframe failure. For example, a lot of us have this tendency to see no as a bad thing. It's not. Every no actually has a lesson. Get curious. If someone tells you no, and your gut says, I don't know, I feel like there's more, follow your gut. If there's one thing I have learned on this entrepreneurial journey and this journey of life, is that God has blessed us, or the universe have given us this innate feeling or this innate intuition. Follow it. Do not get discouraged by someone telling you no. No is just a word. Rejection is just a feeling. Reframe failure. Think of your no as not right now, or maybe this is just not the direction I should be going in. But before you take that no to heart, get inquisitive. Find out for yourself. Because I can tell you, there is so much information on the internet that you should not take someone's no personal. There are other yeses, I promise. Tool number three, own your origin. Whatever it is that you have a background in, whether it's creativity, whether it's writing, whether it's marketing, whatever it is that comes to you naturally, your background is your blueprint. Use it. A lot of times I see persons on social media wanting to start a business or do something and they have no idea what to do. You do know what to do. The thing that you're most familiar with, start that, use that, leverage that. Tool number four, start before you're ready. One thing I can say for sure, and I am just making, this is based off my experience and experiences of others that I know. In particular, women. We have this thing as Jamaican women, let me rephrase that, where we need to be perfect. I, for one, I'm a perfectionist. I spend many years taking forever to launch a business, to do something because I thought it wasn't perfect enough. When in reality, my 100% is someone else's 300%. And it doesn't have to be 100%. You just have to get started. So now in my 30s, for tool number four, I choose progress over perfection. I will try to be progressive, and then perfection follows suit. Tool number five, anchor your why. When purpose drives you, obstacles become stepping stones. Anchor your why. Why do you want to be a doctor? Why do you want to open up that clothing store business? Why do you want to go back to school? Why do you want to be a nurse? Why? One thing that I have learned in business and currently in my grad program, getting my MBA, is businesses, the foundation of businesses are anchored in why. Whenever you go in business, think of the why. Why are you doing this? Why do you need to do this? Why do you think customers will need this? Tool number five. So, my dear friends, before I let you go, I want to ask you, what were you born to build? Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a movement. Maybe it's to be a better friend or mother, a stronger version of yourself. Whatever it is, start today. Start messy, but start now. If this episode sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, share it with a friend, and follow me on different platforms. I am not sure which platforms, I'll be honest yet, but I am sure it will be the popular ones like Spotify, Apple Music. But for now, let's just focus on building this community of doers. Until then, remember, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. But we were born to build.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Hey, preacher man, don't tell me. Heaven is on.